It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everybody, I am Paul Scheer.
And I am Amy Nicholson.
And welcome to Unspooled. Very exciting. It's a brand new podcast that we are embarking on, and hopefully with you.
So what is Unspooled? Because, Paul, on your show, How Did This Get Made?, you talk about the worst movies of all time.
Yes, movies that are so bad, they're amazing.
And on my show, The Canon, we vote on movies that are maybe important, but we go for like liminal stuff. We're looking for the debate, the conversation, the argument.
Exactly.
There's no debate here in Unspooled, where we are going to go through the AFI Top 100 list of films. And you know what? As soon as we announced this, I got all these people, you got all these people saying, we want to watch these movies with you, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So this is something where you can come along with us on this journey. We're using the AFI 2007 list. You know, I realized in looking at this list that I only know a lot of these movies through the meme, right? Or the slogan. Like, are you talking to me? Like, yes, I've seen Taxi Driver, but I don't remember anything else besides that scene. Or, you know, Citizen Kane is the sled. You know, like there are all these movies that have just become images or lines. But what is actually the movie behind them?
Exactly. You're talking about like the memification of culture, which I worry about all the time, that we've reduced 2 hours of a project that involves thousands of people making it, all sorts of interesting moments into just that touchstone. Oh yeah, the movie where he looks in the mirror and he talks real tough. Yeah. But there's a whole movie around that I think we forget about.
I think part of the fun of this is looking at all these like holes and gaps that I have in my movie knowledge, because I've seen a lot of movies. I consider myself an active moviegoer. Did I see Jumanji? Yes, I did. But I have not seen like a Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire musical. And I want to kind of close that gap a little bit, because I think you can learn a lot by watching different styles of directors and actors. And you see kind of where some of our favorite filmmakers have been influenced and where things originated from, ideas and everything.
Yeah, I feel like every film on this list is present in the movies that we watch today. Even Jumanji. Maybe that should be our quest as we go through the 100 episodes of this. Where is the moment where Jumanji's like, this is my top of the head? Maybe it's a Douglas Fairbanks movie. These movies are alive.
Right, exactly. It's not just the catchphrase, what are these movies? And we want to look at these movies and see if they actually hold up. And if they do hold up, why they hold up. And more importantly, we're going to talk to people who have some intimate relationship with each of these films, whether it's a choreographer or a cinematographer.
A stuntman.
Ooh, very exciting. And we're going to try to get to the bottom of these movies and just have a real discussion about it. Movies like Toy Story and Blade Runner and Streetcar Named Desire, and going all the way to like The Unforgiven and Tootsie, It's a Wonderful Life, Chinatown, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Psycho, The Searchers, Casablanca, Raging Bull, and we're starting it all with the number one film of all time, Citizen Kane. And now, I had always assumed that Citizen Kane was like a hit from the get-go, but I did not know that this movie was almost never seen.
So people are aware that William Randolph Hearst hated this movie. Mm-hmm. Deliberately, like this Rosebud thing. Have you heard what Rosebud really meant to William Randolph Hearst?
It was his wife's
Yeah. Because he was in love with an actually very good actress.
Okay.
But people thought she was bad because of this movie.
Oh, wow.
He always felt a little guilty about that. And then when Hearst gets involved, he basically says to RKO, who made Citizen Kane, he's like, well, I'm not going to put anything about any of your movies in this paper unless you burn the film. He really wanted them to burn the film. And he put this pressure on all of Hollywood. He was like, you know what, Hollywood? You're not that good at being like moral and righteous. What if my papers start telling all the studios what's wrong with all of the films? And from number one, we jump to number 100 in our second episode with Ben-Hur, a movie I had never seen in full, but I realized how much I've just seen people reference it in movies like Grease, where you have a car race and then there's spikes on the wheel. That chariot race? Oh my God. I mean, that was the thing I could not wait to watch twice because your palms are sweaty. I sound like Eminem. Your palms are sweaty.
No.
It is nerve-wracking.
The fact that no one died shooting that, I know they broke cameras and they had all these issues and the horses could only do like 5 laps a day and it took months and months and months to actually shoot the sequence.
One of the details I think I love so much about the chariot racing scene that makes it so much more tense is that they keep cutting to the medics.
Yes.
They're like, people are going to get hurt. Here's the medics. They're coming out again. Oh my God, are the medics going to get the guy in time? Are the medics going to get hurt?
It was like watching a rodeo because there's like one scene where the medics are like pulling someone off like a second before all those horses are just racing by. Like, they were doing amazing stunt work there. Then we go to number 10, a bona fide classic. I mean, Wizard of Oz, you can't get more pure than that. But I think the thing that I was kind of blown away by was how much influence that movie has had on current pop movies.
Star Wars is The Wizard of Oz. I mean, Star Wars is so much The Wizard of Oz. Like, even when Star Wars comes out, Roger Ebert wrote about it. He said, Star Wars is a fairy tale, a fantasy, a legend, finding its roots in some of our most popular fictions. The golden robot, lion-faced space pilot, and insecure little computer on wheels must have been suggested by the Tin Man, Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, in The Wizard of Oz. Well, I did find this interview with Mark Hamill where he talks about the tonal similarity that he saw, where he said that he played Luke Skywalker like he was Dorothy.
The thing that's really winning about Star Wars is it's not like we're winking at the camera, like, isn't this cute, kind of camp stuff. It's very sincere. It's like we'd all gotten into a time machine and we're transported back to the 30s where it wasn't corny anymore.
And for maybe the most watched movie on this list, then we're going to go to 90, Swing Time, with Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, a movie that neither of us had seen and that both of us were pretty shocked by in... Yeah.
We figured the best people to help us unpack this are the hosts of Yo, Is This Racist? I don't think I've ever seen a movie with blackface in it.
Like, no?
I don't think so. I don't know if
isn't
like,
it in White Christmas? And
I've never seen that. So I Googled a little bit about this, and I read a lot of white people saying that this is not problematic.
Yeah.
So so that was, I kept on like, I would look at the authors like, oh, it was another white person just saying like, not a big deal.
Yeah. This is a place where, like it comes up even today, which is, like, intention versus effect, right? Like, so many, like, nice white people are like, oh, I didn't mean it. Or, like, even people who defend, like, say, a Donald Trump. It's like, he doesn't have racism in his heart. And it's fair, I think, to question who cares what's in your heart.
So there's so much to learn. There's so much to listen to. I hope you guys join us for episode 1, Citizen Kane. Watch it for the first time, or watch it for the first time where you don't have to feel like you're watching it for some sort of a homework assignment. Just enjoy this movie.
Subscribe today on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Paul, we're going on an adventure.
I cannot wait. See you at number 1 and number 2 and number 3.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Fake nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.